this 24-hour period is a big cosmic coincidence.
Earlier today, I spoke with Denton Abel. He's the curator of meteorites at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He explained the difference between a meteorite and an asteroid.
The object that made an airburst over Russia is a meteorite because pieces of it will be recovered. They've already been recovered in Chelyabinsk, and it will be called Chelyabinsk meteorite. The object that's coming by us is an asteroid, a near-Earth asteroid, and this one is coming at 17,000 miles, which seems long, like a long ways, but it's actually inside the 22,000-mile orbits of our geosynchronous satellite systems, which includes the GPS and weather and communication satellites.
So visualize this for us, talking about the meteorite that landed in Russia today. So that was an asteroid, big mass of stuff, till it plops through the Earth's atmosphere, and then it sort of explodes and spreads everywhere and creates debris. Is that sort of what happens?
Well, these things come in at very high speeds, this on the order of 10 kilometers per second, which is 18,000 miles per hour, some crazy number. And they're so fast, they're beyond the speed of sound, so the way they interact with the atmosphere is completely different than, say, a speeding bullet. The sound, literally, the air can't get out of the way. So they tend to explode high up in the atmosphere, and some explode very high up. Others get farther down into the atmosphere before they actually explode in an airburst, and that's exactly what happened here.
So did you know these two things were happening this week, or did the one in Russia came out of the blue?
Russia, literally, it's blue sky out there this morning. They woke up and smelled the asteroid, but no one knew that was coming. A small object, maybe 10 feet, 3 meters in diameter. But the big object was actually spotted a year ago by amateurs in Spain as part of the worldwide effort to find and characterize all the asteroids that cross the Earth's orbit, because they're all potential threats until that's ruled out. And so that was known to be coming. And this is the very first time that something coming that close has been seen ahead of time. So instead of saying, oh, there it went, and now we're able to actually prepare for it, and there's a lot of observation being planned, and that will give us much better handle on its speed and its absolute position in space.
So is there any sort of danger? Is this something people should worry about? Or
people should not worry about it.
Not at all.
They should not worry about these particular rocks. The small one did injure people, but mostly because of the pressure wave blasted windows and people were injured by glass and falling objects. The thing that's coming close to the Earth was seen. We know where it's going. We know that it's not going to hit any satellites. They both, though, are wake-up calls in the sense that while we have characterized the orbits of 95%+ of all the Earth-crossing asteroids that are larger than a kilometer in diameter, and those are the real dangerous ones, the smaller ones are still a work in progress. The one here that's coming by us today, that'll pass over Indonesia, actually, its closest approach, is only 45 meters. It's a small, small body, comparatively. And so it would constitute a danger to a small local area. But, you know, people are pretty concentrated in cities, and most of the Earth is area where if this thing did hit, something its size hit, we would hardly notice.
Denton Abel is the curator of meteorites at the American Museum of Natural History. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Well, I like the world very much as a show, and I hope to talk to you again soon.